Judge Gabriel is taking a seat being vacated by Justice Gregory Hobbs. In addition to being a judge, Hobbs is also a water advocate and poet. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin spoke with Hobbs in 2012 and asked him to read a few of his poems and talk about his perspective of the sacred importance of water.
Lord, grant us to receive your waters, not without question. For to question is one of the many ways we may understand how, at this bend of this river, we may find ourselves reflecting the many sources of your shining habitat. In tumult, we arrive, swirl, and circulate. We are capable of creation because you abide in us and we in you. Of all your creations, we are mingled of your flowing grace, creature, vessel, punch, and pouring spout. We are here, Lord. Receive us, patience, who would practice patience, not without answer, O Lord. For in the twist of your stirring stick, we feel the resolution of your resolve. You hold us dear, and we are willing, capable, thankful. So I've been writing poetry really since high school, and water poetry in particular is a passion, because I don't think you can travel anywhere in the West without seeing that our most valuable spiritual asset is actually flowing water. Whatever water moves through or touches, it blesses. And so there's always been this spiritual and origin concept. Every people of every age has put water and life in a synonymous, you know, the breath of God moves across the waters, as described in the Hebrew Bible. And then the Hopis believe that their ancestors came up a reed out of the lake in the center of the earth into this glittering world, as they would call it, the surface world. 75% of us is water, you know, and sometimes I think that water invented us to carry itself around in. We are a water vessel, you know, all life is that. Yeah, and we realize living here in Colorado how important that is, because we value recreation and fishing, and we have water rights now for these kind of uses. Marshalling water and learning how to govern and sharing water in community is the essence of survival in the arid lands, and we know from the early drought of the 21st century how dry it can get. O blessed rain, fall and renew the bearded purple iris, all the single, each and every pollen, unconfuse us. We've got to share our water. Remember, we're the watershed. When we became the Colorado Territory in 1861, we got the headwaters of the Platte, the Arkansas, the Rio Grande, and the Colorado River. I mean, there's no other state like us, the mother of rivers. We have to share it, and that means we have to live on a tight budget internally for our own growth into the future. Water's all about, really, this is about our history and culture. Every one of these ditches, anywhere in Colorado, has a story to. Why was it developed? Who developed it? What grew up out of it? We all grew up, all these cities grew up out of these farmlands and out of these ditches. So this is the poem, Water's All About. Water's all about our work and play, how we're formed and look. From brow to toe, brain and heart, mountain front and plains afoot. Snow-white caps on winter heads, rolled up sleeves in August bake. Lakes and streams that swell and shrink, that fall and spring are equinox. Gnarly hands and gnarled up knuckles, buckled plates and chisel grooves. From north to south the hogback hues, the reds, the greens, our faults, our hopes. From east to west the morning peeps, she plants her feet in columbine. She spreads her mantle on the utes, the canyon rims, the furrow rows. She sets our route, our journey on, her waves and pools, her come along. So the siren call of water is our past, our present, and our future.
That was Justice Gregory Hobbs from a 2012 interview with KRCC's Andrea Chalfin. Hobbs is retiring from the Colorado Supreme Court.